In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. You know, yesterday I spoke about Isaiah 35 and that the wilderness and the desert would shout with joy and bring forth flowers, remember? And then we left here and the showers were pouring down upon us. It was pouring rain. I said, hallelujah. This is what we need in the Holy Spirit. This is what we need in the Holy Spirit, that there would be showers and poured out rain, because we are in absolute need of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. And one of the symbols of the Spirit of God is rain. Rain. Water is life in the Holy Land. Water is life for us. We cannot live without water. I want to tell you, in these hot days, you better be drinking water, because you will get dehydrated. You better be drinking water, because you will get dehydrated, because you will be sweating and perspiring. Water is so important. Water is so important. And when we left here yesterday, I tell you, the heavens opened. The heavens. And I said, oh yes, Lord, we're having revival glory. This is what we need, that it would continue to pelt. It would continue to pour out upon us at the Holy Rosary, to go to the ends of the earth, not only to the Holy Rosary, because Jesus said, go ye therefore make disciples of all nations, that from this little place God would send out missionaries to preach the gospel of Jesus, to preach the power of God. Not only Jesus loves you, but the power of God, that God is not impotent. He heals the sick. He raises the dead. He opens the eyes of the blind. He hears and answers prayer. Let me tell you this. This is our God. This is our God. This is our God. We're doing the 35th chapter of Isaiah. The wilderness and the empty place shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Why? Because of water. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy, and it will sing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. And they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Remember what I said. Lebanon and Carmel and Sharon were lush gardens. And this is what's going to happen in the wilderness. And then it says, strengthen your weak hands and confirm your feeble knees. How is this rain going to fall on us, this rain of the Holy Spirit? How is it going to happen that in the midst of the drought, in the midst of the drought, we raise our hands unto God in worship. We raise our hands unto God in praise. We get on our knees and say, oh God, I need you. When I'm on my knees, I am humbling myself. Oh yes, strengthen your weak hands. Confirm your feeble knees. And say to those that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Your God will come with recompense. He will come and save you. Do you have a weak heart today? Is your faith so weak that, you know what, you couldn't even lift up an ounce? I'm telling you what the Bible says today. Be strong. Not in your own power, but in the power of God. As it says in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, draw your strength and your power from the living God. You do not have to be strong in yourself. I'm not strong. I'm broken. I'm weak. But I draw my strength from the living God. There's nothing that I have that I can give you other than what He gives me. Oh, yeah, sometimes I know what it meant. You know, somebody said, fear not, and the only thing I had was fear. And someone said, be strong, and the only thing I had was weakness. But then there comes a point that you're either going to break or have faith. There comes a point in your life that you're either going to break or have faith. And you know what? Why should we break when the living God is with us? Why should we break when he who said, I will never leave you nor desert you? Why should we break when his word says, when you are the weakest, then you are the strongest, because you depend upon me. Oh, I know what it is to fear. I know what it is to be weak. But I know what it is to trust God too. But you see, I'm not going to tell you I'm an expert in trusting God, because I'd be a liar. I have to keep on relearning that. I have to keep on relearning that trust God. I have to relearn that he's always, always faithful. It's not always easy. Especially, as I said, when there are no stars in your sky, and it's dark, and the moon is gone, and the only thing you see is the black abyss. It's very difficult to trust God. But you know what? You either break or trust. And breaking is not an issue. Breaking is not an issue. I must trust him. Even as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. So what do? Strengthen your weak hands. Confirm your feeble knees. Get on your knees and raise your hands and start worshiping him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. But I don't feel like it. That's right. That's why you've got to do it, because your praise and your worship will get you out of this ditch. Your praise and your worship will get you out of this fear. Your praise and your worship will get you out of this weakness. Your praise and your worship will get you out of the nervous breakdown that you don't need to take. That's right. Even if it's a whisper, I praise you, I bless you, I worship you. Better for you to go, hallelujah! I thank you, Lord! Oh God, things are so dark, but I'm going to praise you in the darkness. Hallelujah! Because does not the Bible say in Psalm 139, darkness is not dark to thee? Oh yes. Does not the scripture tell us that? And I will tell you this, my friends, no one has the patent on trusting God. At every bend in the road, when we have to trust him, it's always the same. It's an experience that I have to trust. And sometimes it's very difficult because all odds seem to be against me. Notice what I said, seem to be against me. I know what it is to be between trapezes. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, that daring young man on the flying trapeze. Oh, it's so easy to hold on to the bars of the trapeze as you fly through the air. But when you let go of the trapeze and you've got to wait for the next one, and you're in midair, and there's no net. Ha ha. Oh, I know the feeling. I know the feel. I know it. I didn't read about it. I didn't study about it. I've lived it. Trapeze, I tell you, I've been in the middle of the air. I don't know how long. And then, you know, I'm waiting for the trapeze. And oh, mamma mia, it's so... But you know what? God is never late. He's just not on my time. He is never late. He's just not on my time, you see. And he knows how to bring us through. But you've got to strengthen those weak hands and make firm those feeble knees. Gotta raise your hands, you know. Never mind the red socks. You've gotta raise your hands for Jesus. You've gotta strengthen those knees for Jesus. He'll see you through. He'll see you through. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing in the wilderness, and the wilderness shall break forth with waters and streams in the desert. Here we go again. The wilderness, the desert, breaking forth with life. But you see, your heart is a desert. My heart is a desert. My heart is the wilderness. Your heart is the wilderness. And what we need is the streams of living water. As I said yesterday, we left this place and the rain was pouring down. I love it. I love it. I love that kind of rain. People say it's hard, so hard to drive in, then pull over. I love when that rain's fallen. It's so beautiful because I always think that this is what we need in the Holy Spirit. That's what I think. We left here yesterday and there was a cloud. There was a cloud. I said, oh, we need the cloud of glory. That's what we need, the cloud of glory, the cloud that led them by day and the pillar of fire by night. We need that cloud of His holy presence. We need to be filled with that rain from heaven. I tell you, that's the only thing that's going to make the desert jump and bring forth fruit. You know, the church is in a hard, hard place. Last week, the Catholic Church, they threw over 100, 200 tombstones. This week, they stole the relic of the true cross. I wonder what's going to happen next week. And I wonder what God's trying to tell us. And we don't want to listen. The week before, there was a young priest, or not too young, that got caught in a place, a stop zone, supposedly indicted about sexual misconduct. The week before, there was something else. I tell you, the church is in the desert. I tell you, the church is in the desert in Boston. And you know what we need? We need the rain. We need the unction of the Spirit. We need the Holy Ghost. We need to walk by faith. I'm not gloating over these things, but I know they will continue to happen. Because God is trying to get the church's attention. As He, you know, when things keep on happening to me, God tries to get my attention. There's something He wants to teach us. He just doesn't allow these things to happen without us learning something. He allows it to happen so that we would repent and that we would learn and our hearts would be changed. That's why He does it, at least allows it. I believe that. You read Hebrews, talks about the discipline of the Lord, that the Lord disciplines those whom He loves. Now, you know what? This week they stole the relic of the true cross. I wonder what's going to happen next week. Because you know what the church needs is what I need, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We don't need church as usual. We need God to do something to opening the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Unstopping the ears of the deaf, doing great signs and wonders and miracles, not only forgiving sins. You see, we had confession last night. You know, we don't wait for the archdiocese to say, you know, you're going to do confessions during the week. We do them. Last night, lots of people went to confession. You know, because if there's a need to go to confession. No one has to tell me we need to have confession. Because you know what? That's the way it is. You go see Father's name? I know his name so well. Father Jim in Lynn. His confession before every Mass. you know, has confession before every Mass. You know, I don't need the Archdiocese to tell me we need an extra day for confession. You want to know why? Because I'm a priest. And I'm a sinner. And I know I need confession. And I need to go to confession. And if I need it, the people need it. So yeah, it's like, what's God trying to teach us? I'm telling you, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Orthodox Church, we're all in dryness. We're all in the desert. Strengthen your knees! Raise your hands! Worship Him! We need to see the eyes of the blind being open. I'll tell you, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've prayed with people blind and they see. I've seen it. I've seen it. Hallelujah. I pray for multiplication. I've seen and heard the deaf hear. I've seen it in front of me. I've seen it. I've seen the lame walk and jump up. I've seen it. But not without the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, not without the rain of the Spirit of God, not without the showers that drench us, and that happens through worship. That's how it I've seen it, I've seen it, I've seen it. And you know what? I'm not satisfied. I want to see more. I want people to rejoice. I want people to be healed. I want people to come and say, I had cancer and my operation was canceled because my cancer is gone and it's no longer my cancer. He took it on the cross. I've seen it. 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 That's why we're having this revival glory. We're going to heaven on earth. We want to see. But there's no seeing anything without the rejoicing and the praising of God and the strengthening of our knees and the raising of our hands and praising God in the midst of our darkness. I'll tell you, in the midst of our darkness, we praise God, not in the midst of the light. I told you what happened with the Israelites. The Israelites, they're on one side of the Red Sea. They hear the Egyptians coming. They're in the desert. You can hear them coming. The chariots are coming. The Egyptians are coming and the Israelites are before the sea and the sea is before them. And they're saying to Moses, we hate you. We hate you, Moses. You brought us here and we hate you. We ate in Egypt. We had 3 square meals in Egypt. And God said to Moses, tell the people to shut up, to be silent. And stretch out your hand and start walking. And as he stretched out his hand with that rod and started to walk, the sea started to open. But isn't it funny? When they're on the other side, Miriam is playing her tambourine. She's playing her tambourine. And they were praising God on the wrong side of the sea. They should have been praising God when the river was there, when the Red Sea was there, and when the Egyptians were coming and saying, we know you're faithful, Lord! We know you're faithful! But they're just like us, aren't they? Aren't they? Let's be honest. How many of us praise God when the sea is in front of us and the Egyptians are in back of us? When the bill collectors are in back of us and they're going to take away our home? How many are jumping around praising God? No, we wait for God to take us out of the predicament. Hallelujah! You're a faithful God! I tell you, those who praise Him in the midst of the darkness see the light. Those who praise Him when the Egyptians are coming, they see the victory. It's time to strengthen your hands and your knees and start praising God the way He deserves to be praised, because He is the Lord. He is our God. He is wonderful, and He will get you through because He's the Lord. Do you understand me? I know you might not have any hope, but your hope is not in me. Your hope is in Jesus. You might not have any hope, but your hope is in Jesus alone, and He will get you through. He will get you through. He will get you through. Do you hear me today? Do you hear me? It's time to raise your hands. It's time to exalt in the Lord. It's time to praise His holy name.
What's today? The 13th of July, we'll be praising God at the Holy Rosary at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, praising God at the Holy Rosary. 4 o'clock. And tonight we have Mass at 7:30, and then we continue with Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. 4 o'clock tonight, we'll be praising God. Yes, getting ready for the revival glory. Getting ready for the revival glory. Getting ready for the revival glory. I'm telling you, this is when we praise Him. And I'm just as to blame as you. Do you think I praise Him when the sea is in front of me and the Egyptians are in back of me? That's the hardest thing in the world to do. That's the hot. I need to do that, not only you. We're all so weak. And God has so much patience with us. Isn't He wonderful? That the Lord has so much patience with us. That His patience endures forever. That His mercy endures forever. There's no one like the Lord. 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 Oh, my Lord. I don't understand how we are so slow to learn. We are so slow to learn. So slow to learn. Today at 4 o'clock, you want to join us at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop? It's the 13th of July. Come and join us as we worship Him. We'll be praising His name, strengthening our hands and our feeble knees, you know, praying for the outpouring of rain, the rain of the Spirit. Oh, we need it in the church. I need it in my life. I need it in my life. I don't know about you. I need it in my life. I cannot live without it. I have people coming to me from all around the world. They call me up. They are in the deepest of the deep depression because people are dying. People have cancer. Babies are sick. What can I do but pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus? Yeah, I get calls at all times. These poor people. That's all I can say is these poor, poor people. They have to come to me, you know? They have to come to me. Where they should be getting it in their own hometown. How much do you want the Holy Spirit? Baby, I am so desperate. Jesus said, and these are the last words of Jesus in the Acts of the Apostles. Listen to them. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, throughout all the ends of the earth. And signs like these shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. They shall cast out demons. They shall handle snakes and they shall not be harmed. And that happened to St. Paul in Malta, the last chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. When you're on mission, you don't have to worry about snakes. But don't play around with snakes when you're not on mission because you'll be dead. Father, I ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I ask that the Spirit of God would breathe upon your people. I ask, God, that those that are in the deepest pit, that you would let them know that Christ is deeper still. I ask you, Lord, to give them the grace to raise their hands and to strengthen their knees. I ask you, Lord, to give them grace to praise you, even if it's in a whisper. I ask you, God, to bring them through, bring them through, bring them through. I ask for the showers of rain, 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 rain. The Spirit of God would come upon them in a mighty way. And I pray for the Archdiocese of Boston that we would learn what God is trying to teach us. Because this week, they stole the relic of the true cross. Let's see what's going to happen next week. God has His hands on the Archdiocese of Boston, and He won't let us go. He has something He has to teach us. And I believe it's about rain. Rain. My theme song is not rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. No, my theme song is let it rain, 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 let it rain. The former and the latter rains coming together. Just let me tell you this, that today we will be at the Holy Rosary at 4 o'clock, and we'll be worshiping God. If you want to join us, it's the 13th of July. It's Tuesday. Tonight, we will be at the Holy Rosary. We'll be celebrating the Holy Eucharist tonight at 7:30, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You are welcome to come. And I want to also tell you, I really need to hear from people because we have to pay our June bills. I have like $16,000 to pay for June. So would you help us? Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And we're having Revival Glory starting Sunday night, 7 to 11 in the evening, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and 7 to 11 in the evening. You're welcome to come. It's $50. If you need to, if you can't afford $50, you send what you can, and you mail it to Holy Rosary, Winthrop. Holy Rosary, Winthrop. I know a lot of people will be paying at the door. Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. We've got people from New York, from New Jersey, people that are going to be praying for us from Arizona. Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 02152. It's a very simple thing to remember. Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 02152. Don't miss it. Heaven on earth, we need it, because we're going to be strengthening our hands and our feeble knees, and we're going to be worshiping God because God is worthy. And don't forget about Jimmy the Roofer. What's his number? 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. One more time, 617-519-0341. And he's very inexpensive, and he's excellent. 617-519-0341. Jesus is Lord! Hallelujah!
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.